You're listening to Wake Bong and Bake Bong. The Bong Brothers, Wake and Bake on Pot 107 W High RX.
Hey, good morning. Happy 420. I am Wake Bong. He is Bake Bong. We are the Bong Brothers. Welcome to it. It's 420. Quick look at your forecast here before we get to the rest of your stuff. Maybe.
It's going to be cloudy with a high of 42, man. And then 420, it's going to be... we could go all day on it.
Let's That's go. Pretty good. It's going to be cloudy. You don't want to say that. It's going to be cloudy, maybe a little hazy, man.
You know, even if there is a cloud, just one cloud in the sky, it's going to be partly cloudy today. That's it.
That's it.
I'm sorry.
The clouds, man. I can't see the sky, man. This is crazy. all right, let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, attention all stoners stuck at home. Here's a challenge. In celebration of 420, obviously the International Pot Smoking Day, Rolling Stone compiled a list of the 40 greatest stoner albums of all time. So light up. Do whatever pleases your fried brain and put these classics to the test.
Do they give you a list of 1 through 40?
You can see the full list. I only got top 10 because going through the full 40, it's a lot. But what do you think number one is? I was actually really surprised.
You're really surprised.
So surprised.
let me think. obviously, man, you got to go to the dark side of the moon, man. Pink Floyd's got to be up there. Let me think. Sublime. There's going to be a Sublime album in there. There's going to be, man. And is this just rock or is this everything?
This is everything. It's not everything. Just rock. It's all over the place.
Is there going to be a Willie Nelson album up in there maybe?
In the top 10, believe it or not, number one was Jimi Hendrix, Axis, Bold as Love.
Probably because it came right around that time. That's when it was... You know, hot on the mind, if you will. That's going to be a good one. I think so. I think that probably would be number one.
Portishead, Dummy was number two. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon was number three. Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique came in at number four.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man. Let's see. Beatles, number five with Rubber Soul. And you had Radiohead, Grateful Dead, Live Dead was on there. Sure, Animal like Collective. Dead. Yeah, that's... I'm surprised Fish didn't have more spots on here.
Fish,
they got three songs on an album. They go Tool-esque, and it's just them jamming out. Let's see, Animal Collective.
Dave Matthews?
I didn't see any on here. I just kept the top 10. Let me see. Bob Marley was number nine with African Herbsman, and Beck Mellow Gold was number 10. Uh-huh. Let me get the full list. I want to see what the full list is. Throw me off here. I didn't play
the Beastie Boys over Bob Marley, huh? I don't know who's making this list. They're probably high.
Yeah. Well, it's Rolling Stone. Where the hell did that go? God, I lost it already, man. This is not going well. Where's it at?
This feels like a bowling ball, man. It's so heavy.
I seriously just had the story and I can't find the story.
It's because you can't see it. There's too much. It's partly cloudy where you're at.
Oh, here we go. I found it. Let's see. But yeah, like even Dr. Dre, The Chronic was number 28.
Wow.
Yeah, Herbie I don't agree. Hancock was on there.
Don't agree with this list. I think some of them should be a little higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Smoke weed every day. That's number 29, huh?
The Afro Man's not even on here, for God's sakes.
Cold 45 and two zigzags. Because that's all we need.
Because I got high.
That's a great one. Great songs.
No, that's a terrible song.
Come on.
I remember I was in a bar one time, and these kids were in there. They must have either their fake IDs got them in, or they just turned 21, because we were at this bar, and it was not the vibe for it. And they played Afro Man because I got high like three times in a row. And if you forget, that's a long song, man. It's like a 6-minute song, and they play it three times in a row, and eventually I'm like, what is happening?
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
It's actually a very depressing song when you listen to the end of it. But there you go. So while you just go to rollingstone.com and you can find the full list. And I think if you start now, you should be good. You could probably get through it in the day, at least make a dent in it anyways. You can always extend 420 into the next day. There you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Afro Man released because of no. On this day in 1991, Steve Marriott unfortunately died at a fire at his home in Essex, England. He was 44. Dude, one of my favorites, man. He was guitarist and lead singer for The Small Faces and Humble Pie. And if you want to truly get an essence of Steve Marriott's voice, listen to 30 Days in the Hole by Humble Pie. There's a beginning chunk of that where they're all kind of doing a cappella in the beginning. And, oh, my God, dude, it gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it. So check it out and pay homage to Steve Marriott, who we lost, unfortunately, on this day in 1991. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it.